This week's parsha is Parsha's Maaseh. Finally, after all these months, Chutz La'aretz rejoins, reunites Eretz Yisrael. In America, there's the double parsha, Matos and Maaseh. In Eretz Yisrael, this week's parsha is Parsha's Maaseh, and we conclude Parsha's Maaseh with the conclusion of Sefer Bamidbar, the end of the fourth book of the Torah. In this week's parsha. The parasha is a beautiful, beautiful parasha. There's a lot of highlights to discuss. But I wanted to talk about one aspect for a moment. And that is the concept of Ir Miklat. We know,
City of Refuge.
The Torah says, it's found primarily in this week's parasha, Torah says that if someone kills Bishogeg, if someone murders accidentally, unintentionally, so he runs to the Ir Miklat, and that's a safe haven. That's where he's able to stay. That's where he is. That's where he is safe from the Goel Adam, from someone that's allowed, really, from the Torah to get him back, to avenge the blood of his relative. He stays in the Ir Miklat, and he goes ahead and lives there. Yeah. The Gemara Maseches Makos tells an amazing thing. The Gemara teaches us that a Talmud Shagala, that if a student has to go to the Ir Miklat, Megalin Rabo Imo. His Rebbe has to go with him.
What?
We'll get there in a second. Talmud Shagala, if a student kills unintentionally and goes to the Ir Miklat, the Rebbe goes with him. Okay. Benny correctly said that if not only does the Rebbe go, but the yeshiva, the entire yeshiva, has to move itself from wherever it is to the Ir Miklat. A fascinating halacha. Why?
Could be like that nowadays. Every
tons of
yeshivas
there. In the Ir Miklat. Okay, good point. Now listen carefully. The Gemara bases this on a pasuk. The pasuk says regarding the Ir Miklat, who yanus, he will run away. El achad ha'arim ha'el, to one of these cities, v'chai. And he will live. And the Gemara says, he has avid lehe, we have to give for him, midi, something, d'chiyusa, which will help him live. Okay. The Rambam has a very, very famous comment on this drush of the Gemara. The Rambam writes the following unbelievable words. The lives of the students, of students of Torah, umevaksheha below Torah, those that seek out Torah. The lives of the seekers of Torah without Torah is kimisa hein chashuv. It's like they are dead. It's like they are dead. Wow. And a person doesn't have Torah with him, it's like he is dead. We have to provide for his physical sustenance, his physical life, and that's why we send him physically to the Ir Miklat. But you know what? Just to send him to the Ir Miklat to live and not to actually be killed with a bullet or with a sword from the Goel Adam is one level of life. But that's not the main level of life. The main kind of living is living with Torah. Torah living is life. If a person has Torah, he has life. If a person doesn't have Torah with his Rebbe, with his Chavirim, with his Yeshiva, he may as well call him a dead man. Because if a person cares about life and he doesn't have Torah, he's missing the essence of what life is about. I'm going to share with you two ideas that bring this point home. There's a very, very famous Gemara found at the end of Maseches Brachos. Famous Gemara, where the Gemara tells a story of one of the great, great Torah leaders. And he was approached, he was learning Torah publicly at the time of the Roman decree. And they said to him, what are you doing? You're risking your life. What are you doing? How can you risk your life to teach Torah and to learn Torah when the Romans may come and kill you? At which point the Gemara says the following. The great rabbi turns to his student and says, I'll tell you a mashal. Just imagine the following mashal. The wisest of all animals is the fox. He's so sharp. And the fox is walking next to the water. And the fox turns to the fish. And says, fish, fish. You know, if you stay in the water, you're going to be trapped by a fisherman. Come out of the water. And you'll survive. Come next to me in the water, on the dry land. We'll walk side by side. And no fisherman, no net will be able to catch you. At which point the fish turns to the fox and says, fox, they call you the wisest animal. You're a fool, you fox. You're a fool. If I stay in the water, maybe I'll be caught and they won't be caught. But if I come out of the water, I'm for sure going to die. Because a fish can't survive without water. Said this great tzaddik to his student, if I don't learn, I'm definitely going to die. If I learn and they catch me, okay, maybe they'll catch me. Life without Torah, it's like a fish without water. How can a person survive? That's not really living. To live without Torah, to live without the opportunity to learn more Torah, it's compromising tremendously on the concept of life, on the quality of life that we have. If you talk about quality of life, you know, there's a concept called hospice in the world. Hospice. Hospice means when a person is very, very old, instead of just bringing them to the hospital and giving them a poor quality of life, they give them the best quality of life as possible. And they let them die, lo aleinu, in the most meaningful, respectful way possible. We talk about spiritual quality of life. Quality of life is life with Torah. Life that enables us to learn in the best way possible. That's called quality of life. There's a pasuk that we sing oftentimes. But if you think about the words, Rabosai, not just sing them, just let them enter our kishkas for a second, so you'll see how alive they are. The pasuk says, regarding Torah and Tehillim, Eitz Chaim Hi, L'machazikim Ba, V'somchem Me'ushar. Eitz Chaim, it's a tree of life. Thank you. L'machazikim Ba, to those that hold on to it. Those that hold it up are happy. Eitz Chaim Hi. You know what the Mashal of Chavetz Chaim gives about this? And we'll end with this. A person's in the water, back to the water again. And he's drowning. And he doesn't know what to do. He's swimming, trying to hold on for dear life. And all of a sudden, in the middle of all the waves and all the streaming, flowing waters, he sees a log, a tree, in the water. And with his last breath, he runs towards that tree and holds on to it until someone comes to save him. It's Chayim Yilach Razikim Ba. The person that doesn't hold on to it, all the waters around him can make it easily drown. But a person that holds on to it, it's Chayim Yilach Razikim Ba. He holds on to it for dear life. He realizes, this is the essence of my life. Wow. You can survive. You can thrive. He realizes, this is what gives me life. This is what gives me Chir. This is what gives me sustenance. Not only when I eat food, good food and drink, I get sustenance, but I eat food for my neshama. I drink water, the waters of Torah, which gives my neshama sustenance. That, Rabosai, is the chai, is the real life that a person strives for, that a person lives for. Rabosai, this is the life that we're trying to learn about this summer. To realize that, yeah, kihem chayenu. Literally, it's our lifeline. V'orech yameinu. We realize, you know what? I can't go all day without eating and drinking. I can't go all day without eating and drinking. Can I go a whole day without learning Torah? I end with this last story of Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Gush Etzion, a very, very tremendous Talmud Chacham. One year after Tisha, I heard this story on the Kolo, and this was about many years ago. One year after Tisha B'Av, so everyone went to break their fast, because it's a long fast, 25 hours, very hot. And he sat down in the Beis Medrash to learn. No fanfare. He wasn't looking for people to like notice him. He just sat down to learn. And someone came over to him and said, Rebbe, you know, it was a long day. Isn't Rebbe hungry? Thirsty? Can I bring Rebbe something to eat or drink? He said humbly the following thing. He said, for the past 25 hours, I couldn't do two things. I couldn't eat and drink, and I couldn't learn Torah. Which one did I miss more? So I missed my Gemara more than my food. I missed it more. I need to learn first. I'll eat soon. Don't worry, I'll eat soon. But he understood. And of course, you have to drink. But there's a lifeline beyond just food and drink. There's a lifeline for his spirit. That's the lifeline of Torah. We should be zocher abosai to realize and appreciate, internalize, to really feel that our lifeline is Torah. And it's the essence of our life. It is our life. We should be zocher to imbibe and to take in as much Torah as we can, to learn it, to live it, to let it permeate our being, who we become, the great people we'll be zocher to become. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Hussein.